Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The All Local on KNX News, 97.1 FM.
This is KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The people you know.
The voices you trust.
Good Friday morning. I'm Chris Edens. From Manhattan to Redondo all the way down to the OC, there's concern that the high tide combined with massive waves could spell some trouble. John Baird is in Redondo Beach for us, watching people pull over to watch the big show.
With waves as high as 16 feet in some places, no one could resist the lure of the coast, not this morning, because we haven't seen surf like this in a while.
They're really crashing in here.
Huh? Oh, they are. I went behind Seaside Lagoon, and the wave, yeah, got my right foot. Yeah, it's like, yeah, my foot's soaked. Just beautiful.
All that power coiled up in a massive wave.
It's God's mighty hand. That's how I see it.
Forecasters warned everyone to stay back and stay off the rocks so they didn't get washed away. And though the high tide and the big surf will start to subside, National Weather Service meteorologist Kristen Stewart says we've got another big storm coming our way.
Monday into Tuesday, we're expecting another pretty significant storm. Yeah, so it could be wetter than this last one, so we could see a couple inches of rain.
Fortunately, it's not expected to be as powerful as the storm that just walloped Southern California. In Redondo Beach, I'm John Baird, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
And as California becomes subject to more powerful storms, it may be time to rethink how we handle all that water. Brian Ping with more on that.
State water resource managers are considering changes to where they place dams and levees in order to allow rainwater to flow more freely. Joshua Veers is a watershed scientist at UC Merced.
We're putting levees in place where we give the rivers room to roam, room to flood, to reconnect with their floodplains. That slows the water down, it spreads it out, and in the process, there are multiple benefits associated with that. So our research has been able to show that not only do we reduce flood risk, but also we're creating habitat for a lot of fish and wildlife.
An obstacle to this strategy is that it requires a lot more land to manage, and buying up land in California comes at a substantial cost. State water agencies are recognizing that the current infrastructure can't handle wave after wave of atmospheric river events. I'm Brian Ping, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
The casket of fallen Riverside County Sheriff's Deputy Isaiah Cordero has now reached Harvest Christian Fellowship in Riverside, a public memorial service slated to get underway soon. Cordero shot and killed during a traffic stop last week. Hundreds of law enforcement officers from around the state and the nation have traveled here to Southern California today to honor the fallen motor deputy. His motorcycle sits in the front of the doors of the church in his memory. A former USC administrator is now sentenced to 6 months in prison, 2 years of supervised release, this for her role in the college admissions scandal. Prosecutors say Donna Hanel is one of the most prolific and culpable participants in the conspiracy to get unqualified students accepted to prestigious universities, often by passing them off as talented athletes. In addition to the prison time, she'll be ordered to pay $160,000 in restitution. An immigration group is now reacting to President Biden's decision to turn away Cubans, Haitians, and Nicaraguans who crossed the border from Mexico illegally. Natalie Tavidian has more on what they're saying.
The new rules expand on existing efforts to stop Venezuelans attempting to enter the U.S. Instead, the U.S. will accept 30,000 people a month from those four nations and offer the ability to work legally. Juan Jose Gutierrez with Full Rights for Immigration Coalition believes fewer people from those nations will show up at the border.
And I think that that's a direct result of people being able to find a lawful way to come to the U.S. Without the risks, that such a dangerous trip entails for anybody.
Gutierrez says it's a difficult situation, but believes the president's doing two things, enforcing laws and showing sensitivity by dealing with the immigration crisis humanely. I'm Natalie Tavidian, KNX News, 97.1 FM.
LA Sanitation is expected to submit an updated plan today, a plan to deal with the stink in El Segundo. The orders have been a continual problem since 2021, a sewage spill that year at the Hyperion Water Reclamation Plant. Residents say it smelled like rotten eggs during the holidays, especially on Christmas Day, putting a damper on things, causing a lot of headaches. According to the Daily Breeze, the L.A. Sanitation Department plans to spend more than $100 million to clean the air. A hearing is set for later this month to review compliance at the plant. The Orange Unified School Board now voting to fire the district superintendent and place an assistant superintendent on paid leave pending an audit. Both Gun Marie Hansen and Kathleen Corella are reportedly out of the country right now, but that didn't stop board members from making a decision about their performance during a special meeting. The OC Register reports the 4-3 vote followed more than 3 hours of criticism from parents and teachers who called the board's action sneaky and slimy politics. Hansen's been given a 30-day notice of termination. Edward Velasquez is now appointed as the interim superintendent. Bungee jumpers can continue diving off the bridge to nowhere across the East Fork of the San Gabriel River north of Azusa. Art Sanders tells us a judge denied a legal action by the Save the East Fork Association.
The Bungee America operation, located on a 50-acre privately owned site in the Angeles National Forest, has existed for about 30 years and has never had the necessary permits to operate. However, for many years, the company has been granted waivers to operate as long as it fulfills certain conditions. Save the East Fork argued one of those conditions, an environmental assessment, was inadequate. They also say the project has substantial impacts on the surrounding natural environment, but a judge says they waited too long to object to the waiver and without explanation ruled the project is desirable to the public convenience and granted Bungee America's request to continue operations. I'm Art Sanders, KNX News.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Hey Alexa, play KNX News." You can listen on the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps, and on our website at knxnews.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.